We are Glow Mountain Bike. We are a podcast with a focus on recreational women's mountain biking. Our goal is to create a community with focus on being uplifting and encouraging to one another. We all ride for different reasons. Some ride to be outdoors in nature, some for mental or physical health, others are professional athletes, some like to race for fun or not at all, and many of us are aspiring to become professional leisure athletes. And all of us like to have fun playing on bikes. Whatever your reason for riding, this is a place for you. Hi, I'm Julie.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Janet.
Welcome to episode 2, coming to you from Anna's basement. Today is Sunday, March 27th. So, Anna, what are we talking about today?
Today, we are going to talk about what's in your bag. So, we're going to go through the important things that we carry with us on our rides. But before we get to that, here's our episode disclaimer. So just a reminder to everybody that we are recreational women who love mountain biking. We don't pretend to know everything there is to know about mountain biking or bike maintenance, which is probably obvious from our last episode.
We're just here having fun.
We are here to have fun and share what knowledge we do have with you. And we're also here to learn. So please, if we say something completely off the wall, or even something that's just plain wrong, go ahead and please let us know.
Yeah, we want to learn.
send us an email, mtbglow@gmail.com, or use the chat feature on our website, glowmtb.org. Please send us your knowledge. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, before we get into what's in our bags, I am dying to hear about where everybody rode this week.
Oh, yeah. Hootie-hoo. Yeah.
Take it away, Julie.
Oh, we had our very first dirt ride for Glow Mountain Bike. We did a road trip because the trails are not even close to being dry here in the Upper Valley of Vermont and New Hampshire. So we went down to Massachusetts, and our friend Kim, who spends half time down in Mass and half time up here in Vermont, invited us down to some of the trails that were more local to her. So thank you, Kim, for touring us around Lowell Drake at Tingsboro State Forest. We had a blast, and Janet was there with us.
They were so fun, those trails. Got back on dirt and rocks. Lots of rocks.
And features.
And features.
Yeah, some man-made, some natural. It was a session.
Yeah, they had a lot of features. Skinnies that I only think I did one or two. They scare me.
I'm the same. But I did one.
A lot of rocks that I felt like this year I kind of conquered.
Good job.
Yeah, it's the rowing thing.
That Kim taught us.
You row it back and then you push it over. And that really helped. And then the going up the punches.
Right. Yeah, so that's where we rode. How about you, Anna?
Thanks. I actually also went south. I couldn't go with the Glow group yesterday because my son had a lacrosse game, which was awesome. They won. But Andy and I went to Musquash on Wednesday, just close to the Manchester airport. And we too had a great ride. And it was so fun to be back on rocks and roots and to be on our trail bikes.
Felt so good.
But the riding is so different than winter trails on our fat bikes.
Yep.
So, Janet, tell us more about this pushing and pulling.
Yeah, so I've been practicing. I've been watching, of course, I watch tons of YouTubes about biking. I'm a bike nerd. But about this feet thing you need to do, which I don't do. It's called like rowing and anti-rowing. And so when you go up a rock, you have to sort of row it towards you. Your arms come back towards you. And then when you get to the top, you push them forward. So that's like the anti-row. And I guess I didn't realize I was doing it, but you guys...
She didn't. I got to watch it, and Kim kind of was explaining it a little bit, and Janet put it into practice just naturally. And you could just see the bike propel up and over. Once she got over that tough little pitch there, it just pushed her right up and over, and it was incredible. It was great.
You know, I think that's so much a huge part of everything that we're learning how to do on our bikes and sustain control on our bikes is our body position on our bikes and that fore and aft.
Yes.
And being able to move around your bike is huge. And you pair that with some other things like lightening up your hands.
Oh, yeah.
Getting out of the seat.
Really using your feet, using your core to move your whole body up and around big obstacles. That's awesome.
Julie gave us a good hint. You think you're holding toilet paper.
Toilet paper rolls, and you can't crush them.
Yep.
And that's how you're holding on to. I read an article a couple years ago about it when I was really trying to focus on these basics in and improve my riding style, and I'm a visual learner. So just visualizing that empty roll of toilet paper and not trying to crush it and thinking how fragile those are made it really helpful for me on easier terrain. That's where I practice it really, is getting comfortable with that. And then hopefully I'll loosen up my grip on some of the more technical things to help me out.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. What else helped you guys on the trail? These were new trails that you haven't seen before, right?
We sessioned a lot, and that was just really good. I think it was good for us to see other people do it, other people fail, other people finally get it. Like Stacia, a friend of ours, she got up this pitch, but it took her 3 times, but she finally got it. I kept yelling at her.
And that permagran, huh?
Yeah, I kept yelling at her, Stacia, look ahead, look ahead. That's a big thing when you're going up those punches. Don't look down, look ahead. Well, you guys know I'm constantly talking to myself on the trail.
Yes. One day we're going to record Janet while we're riding, and then we'll share it with you on this podcast.
We know it's coming up in the trail.
Yeah, it's so fun. This is what I say. Toilet paper, look ahead. Toilet paper, look ahead.
What are these girls talking about? Oh my gosh. And then like the other parts on the trails that were really great to be working on and just getting back to is this trail network had a bunch of nice rollers. I mean, it had a lot of stuff in there. It had little jumps. It had plenty of drops. It was scoped out before you commit to it, because you didn't know if it was going to be a drop or a roller.
We did some helping each other, spotting.
keep everybody safe.
Yep.
Cool. Musquash, it was one of the things I really love too, is it's a trail system that I usually ride once a year this time of year when our local trails are too wet. And I loved working on my trail scanning. So like that whole look ahead, even if it wasn't because there was something dangerous, there's lots of little rock and root gardens. And so to be able to kind of come through and keep your eyes up and be like, okay, where's the line? Where's the line? How am I going to get through this? And ratcheting and looking ahead and getting through. And it just felt so good when you made it through something that as you're approaching it, it's like, oh man, that looks chunky. I'm not sure I'm going to get through this.
Yes. I think Gretchen was talking about her new hubs, how much of a difference she's noticing on all the connection points with her new hubs and what a big difference.
In a second.
Yeah.
Less
yeah.
than a second.
Yeah. Yeah. It really makes a big difference. So what about you guys? Sounds like you had quite a few things to get over. The other thing I was working a lot on were pedal wheelies.
Yes.
And I've been riding bikes all winter. Like, I shouldn't be sore going for a bike ride. But my lats and core were so sore the next day. And I think it was all the pedal wheelies. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm glad it wasn't my, like, biceps and shoulders that were sore, because that would mean I was pulling too much.
Right.
And I guess I was trying to use my core. But the pedal wheelies really helped. And, you know, I didn't make all of them. But it's a good thing to practice, especially when there's low consequence. And it's not like a ginormous rock you're trying to get up, just little tiny ones, and just getting that front tire up and over.
Absolutely.
Well, one thing I think on our trip, a lot of people should have had on but didn't, pads.
Right.
I think Stacia got a huge pedal
Kim
whack.
Kim did.
And Kim got a knee whack.
Yep.
And I wore...
I definitely got some things.
I wear my pads because I've had too many pedal strikes.
I think we classified it as a true adventure because we got lost on the way down there.
Yeah.
We had minor injuries. Jen's chain fell off. So we're calling it a mechanical.
Yeah,
and those are the three elements. Getting a little bit of loss, a little bit of injury, a little bit of mechanical.
Yep,
it was an official adventure.
It was.
That's a classic glow ride for anybody who's thinking about joining us.
But I definitely think for people, even more experienced, pads are just so important because for me, it's like putting on a sweet belt. If I don't wear my pads, I'm so timid. But with pads, I'm better. I'm not brave, but I'm a lot better.
They can add a lot of confidence. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
So I'm taking notes here saying another episode, protective gear.
Absolutely.
All right. Very cool. So, so lots of good little tricks and tips we can use on the trail. So let's move on to what's in our bags. You guys went for pretty long rides yesterday.
Yeah.
What'd you have with you?
Lots of water.
Wait. Before we start with what'd you have in your bag, tell me about what bag you use.
Oh, Anna, I've got the same bag as you. I've had it for years. I absolutely love it. I am utilizing the Osprey 10. It's a perfect size bag for an all-day adventure. You can pack in here plenty of water. I think it holds 2 liters, 2.5 liters, something like that. And it's got all the pockets. We have the Raven 10 by Osprey. And It's got the, it cinches down on your back so it doesn't rattle around too much, and you can pack all of your gear, all of your hydration, all of your nutrition, extra things, and easy access.
What about you, Janet? What are you
riding
with?
I have a similar pack, but I always overpack. So I am the Osprey Raptor 14. It's a bit bigger. It's a little bit bigger, but it's a great pack. I agree with her.
Do all of us have hip packs?
Yeah, I do. I have two. I'm a pack.
Yeah, and when do you use yours, Anna?
Yeah, so I have the Raven 10 like Julie, which I love, and I pretty much the last year I use that pretty much exclusively if I'm coaching, because it's bigger and I can put my big first aid kit and all of the safety stuff I need when I'm coaching. For my shorter rides, like basically anything about 2 hours or less, I love the Patagonia, I think it's called the Trail 9 hip pack. It's fabulous. And unfortunately, I was looking for a link to share with you all, and it's not, they're not making it anymore.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Osprey,
but I think Patagonia is doing a different hip pack. I just don't have any experience with it. And Osprey has one as well. But this has a 1.5 liter hydration bag, which I love. It's got tons of room for all my tools. I carry a small first aid kit on those short rides. And I also like it because it has a little section that you can open up one of the pockets and just use straps so that if I did overdress, like my good friend Janet, and I need to peel off
always
after
does.
The first climb, I can shove that jacket or layer right in this little hip pack.
Super convenient.
That's nice.
Which is really, really nice.
Yeah.
It also is really comfortable against my back. It fits really well. I was really nervous about going to a hip pack. I thought, I'm going to be bouncing all over. It's going to be uncomfortable. I'm going to get a sore back. And none of those things happen with this.
Same. So
it's amazing.
Via emergency, in my Sedona trip last fall, I did not think I was going to be riding because I was suffering an AC joint injury that just happened the week before. So I had just said, nope, not riding, sad. And I ended up being able to ride. Maybe not advised, but I did. I am not a medical professional. Do not do as I say, or do not do as I do, rather. But I found myself enjoying the trails quite a bit and needed hydration.
Oh, yeah,
more than the water bottle.
Yeah, definitely in Sedona.
Julie.
Yeah.
So
I went to the LBS and I picked myself up my first hip pack. And
nice.
It is a Camelback 1.5. And I'm telling you, I love it. I used it in the winter. I was able to tuck it under to keep the hose from freezing underneath my jacket. And for my shorter rides, that is 100% what I'm going to be utilizing. It was not bouncing around, held what I needed. Love it.
Cool.
Yeah, I love it.
And what hip pack do you use, Janet?
I have an Osprey hip pack.
Oh, okay, the Osprey.
I just got that.
Nice.
It's bigger. I have it Evo, I think it is. It's this little bit smaller, but I like the Osprey.
Yeah.
But I also have another, I'm a pack, I don't know what you call
pack
it.
Pack rat?
Yeah, I guess
she's
that's
a, she's a gear, gear snob.
Gear rat or something.
Gear rat, maybe.
But I have another one, which is kind of cool. It has this clip in the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
WE. That one's so comfortable. And I've got these little things on the side to put my phone, so it's easy to take it out and get
selfie.
Pictures. And then to hold my chewies to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nutrition, too.
But the way it attaches in the front, this one hook, it doesn't move. It's really... Really
and she looks really badass when she wears it. Looks like she's a professional.
With her pads.
It's like her pads and this like really cool.
Well, she is.
Chest thing.
I know. I feel really stupid wearing the pads.
No,
you look great. You look super badass.
Yeah. We like pads. Pads are good.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about now what's in our bag. So we're sitting in my basement and we have bike shit everywhere because we just unloaded our bags. So we're going to we kind of put it into categories. So we're going to start with emergency things for our bike.
Mm-hmm.
So basically tools. Now all of us have a multi-tool and we all have different multi-tools, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But we all have Blackburns. Which was kind of interesting.
No,
but
I think
all
actually,
a little
I thought
different.
Mine was a Blackburn and it's not.
Oh.
It's a one up.
Oh, it's a one up.
Yeah.
Crank Brothers.
Oh, there you go.
You know.
So, you know, multi-tool is pretty standard. But although the one thing we were talking about is that it's probably a good idea to have a multi-tool that has the chain tool in it. because you just never know. And I've certainly, even though we're going to talk about other chain tools that we like, having a chain tool on your multi-tool is probably a good idea.
I have
idea.
A separate chain tool thing that's in my bag.
Yep. All right. So what else do we have for tools that we like?
Oh, talk about the wolf tooth.
Yeah.
I want this. I do not own this.
This is one of my favorite tools. Gets used the most for sure.
Kenny, if you're listening.
You go, I don't know how to use it. I haven't. What?
Okay, well.
Some of us don't know how to use our tools.
So, yeah, I've had mine for a couple of years now. It's, we're posting a link in the show notes, so you can go there to check it out. It's a multi-tool for all things that go wrong with your chain. So it's a little set of pliers, and it holds your two sets of quick links inside, which is great. The master quick link. Yeah. So if you have a broken chain on the trail, you can just very quickly hold it together, pop out your wolf tooth, grab your master link, pop them back in, and the little pliers help to put the chain together, take the chain apart when you're cleaning your chain or doing other things. And the reason I use it so much is I'm getting better about this, but I break a lot of chains because I shift gear under load. Well, I used to shift gear under load all the time, which, is not good for your chain.
Do you remember?
And so I would break them. Do you remember?
we were on a climb and her chain broke. She and Doug, my husband, were putting it together. And somehow...
No, wait. First, we were so proud because we got out the wolf tooth and we got this. And we fixed it in about 2 minutes, right? And then we go to ride, and I'm like, shit, we did it on the outside of the chainstay.
It went the wrong way.
Oh, no.
Turn it.
Oh, no.
We were like, crap, we got to take it apart and do it again.
Practice makes perfect.
I know. Oh, it wouldn't have been so bad if we weren't high-fiving and ooh, look how great we are.
Then oh, my
like,
God, that was
oh,
so funny.
I can't believe we just did that.
Memorable moment.
This winter on a Tuesday morning with Jerry ride, Jerry and I were heading, it was just the two of us. It was an early morning ride. We're heading up a canyon or something, and Jerry's chain just breaks.
Fell. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Just, and he's like, it's been having trouble, and it just kind of broke. I'm like, hey, no worries. I whipped out my wolf tooth, and within 3 minutes, we were riding.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Nice.
And then we were making jokes that, this is a much smaller stop than if we just stopped to chit-chat on a bigger group ride. So he was quite impressed, likes that tool as well.
Yep.
So that's one awesome. Of a, that's a favorite.
Yeah, that's a favorite.
See, we all have tire levers, tubes,
Everybody
carrying an extra tube, even though I think we're all tubeless on our trail bikes, right?
Yep. Yeah. And isn't it cool? What's the thing that a 27.5 tube can actually get you by on a 29?
Or a 26.
Or, wow.
You know what you do? You think about you intussuscept it. So you have
like a nurse term.
Yeah.
It is a nurse term. Intussusception of the bowel is bad.
Okay.
Intussusception of a tube is good. So you basically fold it inside of it little bit.
Yep.
So you just tuck it in a tiny bit, and you can shorten it up, and it'll work in a 26 as well.
That's awesome.
Nice. Right? Yeah. I haven't had to do it, but I've read it.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
The other thing that we used in Fruta on our trip were those bacon strips.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, we all have bacon strips.
Because we have tubeless.
Right. So the bacon strips are used for the actual rubber. So if you slice puncture the actual tire, you can get the bacon strips out and those. And there's a bunch of different companies that give you these cute little tools that have the little,
poker.
This called? The poker?
I don't know. Applicator?
Yeah. Poker pusher
applicator
thing?
To push
poker.
The bacon in.
And it looks like a mini fire poker.
Yeah. So you can totally YouTube bacon and how to fix your tire, so you can learn how to do that, so we have them with us. And honestly, I've only had to do it once, and the slash was so big it didn't work. I was with Felicity Knight. We were riding at Stab, and she had her fat bike, and she just scratched it across this rock and had this huge gash. And we tried, but it just...
Too much.
It was too much, yeah. So she walked out that day.
And I know a tubeless we can have a whole episode on, but the cool thing about the sealant too, if you have a teeny tiny, you may not even know that you have a puncture because the sealant will fill it in.
So tell us, Julie had something cool in her...
My whistle?
Pack. No, this stuff.
Oh my gosh, that is cool. So I have a
self-inflate.
I'm so happy I haven't had to use it yet, but excuse me. I went out for, again, before I got hurt for the Sedona trip, and I'm riding tubeless for the first time, and I was just nervous about riding over a cacti. And
yeah.
So it's called Goop Quickie. And it's a quick fix sealant and inflator that you just put right into your valve stem, and it'll seal it up if you get a puncture too and inflate it.
Very cool.
And yeah. Fix the sealant.
So. I've got to get one of those.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah. You know, especially when you're riding where there's a better chance of having that happen.
Yep. Yeah. Seal, inflate, ride on, works with tubes, tubeless, and tubular tires.
Nice.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Something new. All of us also, we all have a little bit of tape. We all had this in different forms. Mine's like just wrapped around something. Janet's got her duct tape wrapped around.
It's supposed to be, I have to do it. It's going to be on my... pump.
Your pump. Oh, yes. Yeah, on the pump. Oh, yeah, we all have pumps. Yeah. We have portable pumps, and we also have the CO2 cartridge and adapter. So those are great. And I have the great big huge CO2 adapter because I use it for fat biking.
Oh, yes.
So there's different sizes, so be careful about that, too. Make sure you have it's a different size for a 29-inch wheel, too, so you have
in your pack, Anna, is the scissors.
Well, they're not scissors, actually.
Oh, tell me.
So this is one of my favorite tools, and especially in the winter.
Looks like
these are little forceps.
Another nursing thing.
So I said, Anna, you're listing forceps on the show notes here. Please tell me we're not delivering babies on the trail.
Just in case. Now, these are tiny little like surgical forceps. All of the nurses out there know what these are. They are also used by fishermen. So my husband's a big fly fisherman, and he loves when I bring him home these. These get thrown away in the ORs.
Oh, really? Oh,
wow. Yeah. So I don't take the ones that have actually been in surgery, but a lot of times things get opened and then not used. And instead of throwing them away, I say, hey, save me the forceps. Oh, so I've shared them with Janet and Doug. And I actually sent a link to Julie so you can purchase them. They're either straight like a pair of scissors or sometimes they're curved. And they're just great because you can hang on to things. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I do not have the finger strength to do a lot of bike mechanic. And like I have old arthritic hands.
Yeah.
So it's hard. Like if I have to pull on a wire, and I don't carry big pliers in my pack, but you can like grab onto the cable and pull if you need to. These are also super good for getting the valve stem out.
Okay.
Right. So it goes down.
When it, you know, when that happens. So, I use these a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Those Schrader valve stems get so stuck.
Yep. Especially your winter, your fat bike with salt and stuff. So great I find point. These to be, and they could also like if somebody had a splinter, you could use them.
Cacti.
Yeah. So they're really light. They're really small and easy to have. So it's not a traditional thing you'd find in your bike pack, but you will find it in my bike.
Yeah. Tweezers are what I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Janet's are curved.
Yep. Mine are curved. There we are.
Yeah. Look at that.
And they clip in place. So yeah, I like them. Let's see. What else? Classic. Janet, what do you got there?
I got zip ties. I've got a couple different sizes, small, medium, large, but they're handy. Even not just biking, traveling. Once Doug and I, we were in New Zealand and we rented a car, and for some reason the hubcap was attached with these big zip ties and they came off, and we were dating then.
Of course they were.
We were dating then, and he's like, oh man, how are we going to keep that on? I go, I have zip ties in my bag. He's like, you have zip ties? And I had the exact size. It was awesome.
Did he propose to you right then and there?
Right. No, I would.
He was impressed though. I was like, oh yeah.
She's handy.
She is handy.
Well, I don't know how to use the stuff, but I carry it. Yeah.
So that about sums up all the stuff we have that for emergencies for our bike. Lots of tools. And now our next category was emergencies for us. So all sorts of different things. All of us have a first aid kit. They're all different. We're not going to go into what's in our first aid kits because that is an entire episode in itself. But what else do you carry in your pack that's for an emergency for you?
Snacks.
Money. Snacks, too.
My favorite snack that packs a punch and, you know, minimal ingredients are these RX bars. That's for a longer ride, and I really need some solid hydration.
I love the maple salted caramel.
So good.
Good.
They've got chocolate. They've got all the good.
The Kind protein bars, easy to get right in the grocery store.
Yep, another great product.
grams of plant protein, which is nice.
Yeah. Some good protein.
And a hair tie.
And then along with the snacks, we almost all of us have chewies of some sort too, some electrolyte gummies. We all like those quite a bit, especially in the summertime. What else?
Well, I usually ride with our dog, Max, so I have a little collapsible bowl and a leash just in case. I typically don't need the leash, but just in case.
The importance of taking care of your pet on the trail.
Yep.
Absolutely.
In these shoulder seasons, especially like in the spring, like yesterday, Jana, it was getting kind of cold, like when we stopped pedaling. So I've got this really light wind that's also, water resistant. Rab makes it, and it's just a really light layer that I can throw on, and I pack it down, and it fits right into all of my packs. And I use that for the shoulder seasons a lot.
It's a good idea. Moving into summer season, I consider this an emergency, and I carry bug dope.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been on a ride when the black flies and mosquitoes are out?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
No doubt.
And I don't want that to be the end of my ride. Yeah. Spraying, especially your shoes and feet with tick spray can definitely help. Sunscreen?
I put it on before.
I do too. I have friends who carry it.
I usually carry a little tiny
bit. But I do have sunscreen in my lip balm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, lip balm.
And I keep that in my pack because reapplying to that's nice.
Yeah. And that's kind of, going into our third category of kind of personal items.
Oh,
so they're not really emergency, but they're personal items that we should probably have with us on the trail, especially if you're going on longer rides. I carry a little extra chamois cream. Have you ever been to like a festival or something where you get like a little tiny jar of chamois cream? I just keep refilling that, and I keep it in my pack because there is nothing worse than the lady bits taking it hard on a ride and not having anything you can do about it.
No kidding. You know what I carry? Shout out to GLOW member Kelly Miltner. She created us Send It Salve. She has a herbal company. The name of it's escaping me at the moment, but head on over to our page. We'll share it. And she is making this salve and other products. And you can apply it for an open wound if you need, dry lips if you need, little abrasions. And
All in one.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And it's just this little tin. So I throw it in my pack and carry it. With me. My daughters have stolen it right now, and I need Mama's Magic Bomb.
That's a good name for it. Mama's Magic Bomb.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I want to try some of that.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, highly recommend.
Kelly. Yep. She'll have to bring some to the next Glow Ride. Let's see. What else do we keep for personal items? Toilet paper. Haven't ever had to use it, but want it if you do, or if somebody does, you're going to want it on the trail.
Have a trip on Highline.
Yeah. You know what I do? I have done this, and I also have the same thing in my hiking backpack, is, toilet paper rolls that don't have an inside core, like if you're at an institution sort. Mm-hmm. And then when it's almost empty, they kind of leave it sitting on the... I grab those because those are perfect because they're light. They don't have an inner core, and they're really great to just shove in your pack. So if you're ever somewhere that's left that little bit, because you don't need much, but you want to have a little emergency just in case.
Yeah, do wipes. A little pack of wipes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I got at a festival too.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Yeah. I see Julie has a whistle.
That's not one of the emergency items we forgot, the whistle.
Yep.
And same with, how about ID?
Smart, I should.
I always carry my wallet. I just don't like keeping it
you
in the
do?
Car. I do.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I stuff
it's so smart.
That's why I have the Raptor 14.
She needs the extra space for all her stuff.
I put my wallet in there.
I have not. I do carry my little business cards, like my ride instructor cards.
So smart. If I don't carry the whole wallet, I do carry my medical card.
Yeah.
Like, what if I get hurt and I have to go to the hospital?
Yeah. A phone.
No, that's smart.
Your phone, too. Having a charged phone.
I don't leave without it anywhere.
I'm going to take a picture of my medical card and keep it in my files on my phone.
Yeah.
So that way I've got it. That's a good idea.
Yeah. You have an Apple, though, right?
Yeah.
It should have your medical ID built into it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
You got to show me that.
Your techie guru right here coming at you.
It's good to have
you.
It's good to have young friends.
The millennial of the group.
I'm like, it does what? Seriously, that's great.
But what if your phone dies, right? Yeah. Or, I mean, I know there's, you can do an emergency call if you don't have the right service. Oh my gosh, InReach.
Yes.
So Devin Tracy, shout out to Devin Tracy.
We love Devin.
We love Devin. She emulates what Glow is all about and the, what you listened to in the beginning of the episode.
Glow. Glow.
Anyways,
so talented.
That is all Devin. Yeah. She's saying that. She came up with it. She's incredible. An incredible musician, incredible human, and having a ton of fun on bikes. What were we going to talk about, Devin? The reason why we brought it is she carries this InReach, which I'm obsessed with and I really want to get. And it is for, you can make phone calls, text messages, anything.
Uses satellite.
It's so you don't need cell Garmin service. It's incredible.
Small.
Tiny. Yes. Carabiner clip, light.
Yeah, she has it hanging off her backpack.
Yeah, always. No nice. Brainer.
Yeah, it's
nice.
I gotta get one.
So especially those bigger rides, riding by yourself.
Exactly. Okay, now I gotta get like 5 things.
Janet's making a list over here.
Same.
Janet's making a list. What about, okay, in your pack, who takes their car keys with them?
I do.
I got a little clip.
I do not. Do you take yours?
I stopped doing it. But I need to start doing it. It's so bad.
I used to just leave them on my tire.
I did that yesterday. Yeah. So
But now I drive a Ford, and so I have like the lock thing. So right. I never carry my car keys. They're always in my car, and I just use the little keypad. But you take yours with you.
Yeah, because I take everything. I put it in the side pocket.
That's why she's got the 14.
That's why. The side pocket of my Raptor 14. They're perfect size for my keys.
So just a reminder to all the women out there, when you're taking your car keys with you, please put them in a pocket that's zipped.
Yeah.
Because I always just cringe, and you see this at least a couple times a year, like somebody putting something out on social media, like, lost my car keys. If you come across them on the trail, please reach out. Or have you guys found car keys on the trail before?
No, but I found a phone.
Oh.
Tell them
that story.
Yeah. We were riding in the winter and going down this steep thing where then I fell, and I'm like looking in the snow. I'm like, oh, wow. There's my phone. Luckily, like, I see it because it's going to get buried.
In deep snow.
Yeah, in deep snow. So I grabbed it and like, wait, that's my phone? My phone zipped in my packet. So I'm like, somebody's never going to find this phone. It was in the snowbank. So we grabbed it and went on our ride. And afterwards, we used to go to this great...
Wait. You put it in my backpack.
Yeah.
And I thought she was putting her phone in my backpack. I wasn't really paying attention. But anyways, okay, so it's in my pack.
Yeah, and then we finish our ride and we go out to eat, which was the best part of the ride. We go get Thai food.
I don't know what the best part, but it was pretty enjoyable.
And we were in the restaurant. I hear this guy talking to the host, fat tire bike, blah, blah, blah. And then she maybe it's his phone. You didn't realize.
Stop.
I thought he was just wanting to like talk about, because we all had our bikes on our cars.
Right.
So kidding, we're like, oh, somebody wants to talk about the bikes.
Right, naturally.
So he comes over.
Yeah, he had gone home, tracked his phone from his computer, and saw it was at the
restaurant.
And we gave it to him.
Yeah, and then I'm like, well, where's, like, oh, we have his phone, Jan. It's like, you have it. It's in your car. I'm like,
backpack.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
And so you saved the day. We saved the day. And now we're friends with this fine gentleman. And we see him on the trail all the time. And actually, he's part of our, he's a board member for our Upper Valley Mountain Bike Association. Yes. Hey, John, if you're listening.
That's incredible.
That was a good story.
That was a great story.
We're really super glad we met you that day with our, with the phone incident.
Oh, that was just hysterical.
All right. Anyways, getting back to our pack. All right. So we think we got all the personal items. Oh, personal ladies, tampons.
I don't need this anymore.
Janet's rubbing it in.
Yeah, because I mean, that's what you need.
You know,
keep you going. Just,
and if not you, maybe one of your riding buddies. So takes up very little space. Good to have.
Yep.
All right. So the last thing that we all have in our packs, well, maybe not today because we're just not actually riding, but is fluids.
Yeah.
So what do you guys carry for fluids?
Lots of water, but I do. I'm one of the people I like to put additives into my water. So I used Tailwinds is the brand. I like it because it's again less ingredients, has lots of stuff in it. So
yeah. I use the Noons.
Yeah,
I like
the great. I like that too.
Yeah. So
Noon,
yeah.
Or I call it Nun.
Oh, I call it Noon. Oh.
Is it Noon?
I have no idea.
Does anybody know how you actually Alyssa would pronounce know. This?
I bet it's Nun.
Because Alyssa is sponsored by them.
Can you let
yeah.
us know?
I
oh, they sponsor. Oh, I like them even more now.
I know.
If they sponsor Alyssa.
They choose the best
isn't
athletes.
Isn't Noon the diet one? And
no. No, oh, Noon Sports. So, like, they got the pre, the post.
N-U-U-N.
Yeah,
N-U-U-N.
I think it's Noon.
Noon.
Nun.
Oh.
I think, like, one U would be Nun, right? Like, Nuns. I don't know. Alyssa, send us an email.
Let us know.
Call us in.
We'll let you know on our next episode.
So, how much water do you take? Like,
I mean, it depends on the length of the ride, right?
3 liter packs. That is heavy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, okay. I think I bring two, I probably bring too much. I bring 2 liters.
You know what saved me? Oh my gosh, our first spring ride last year was Musquatch. And remember, I died.
Oh,
remember,
yeah.
I hit the.
That
hit
was
the
a
wall.
Good ride last year.
It was
year.
So fun.
Yeah.
But I ran out
yeah.
of water. And thankfully, Jana and Doug, always prepared, had their extra. Arizona tea jug of water and in context that saved me so I could at least enjoy the next ride for until I really hit the wall. But yeah, I probably should carry more, but I'm like a 1.5 liter. No,
like,
because of the weight.
I don't need
extra weight with me.
I just figure it's training. I'm out there to exercise, so who cares? Yeah. Not that who cares.
We like when Janet brings lots of water.
Me too.
Slows her
weigh
down.
Her down. Weigh her down.
That way we have a chance of keeping up with her.
Yeah.
1.5 Yeah, I'm with you. I bring about
like
1.5.
For 2, 3, yeah. 4 hours. Yeah.
But I do, I'm a firm believer of the pre-hydration. So I will hydrate. If it's a huge ride, I'll hydrate the night before and then the morning yes. of, more than just coffee. That's actually yes. where I will often do my electrolyte drink is as a pre-hydration yeah. because yes. I am snobby about my hydration packs. I don't like them to have anything but water
yes,
just because they get too grungy.
They do yeah. get grungy.
Yeah. I have to replace them every 6 months.
Yeah. And if I'm going on a big ride or if it's super hot and I know I should have electrolytes, I have my gummies, but then I will bring a water bottle that has electrolytes in it.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But I don't usually put yep. the electrolytes
Glow
in
Glow should
my
have
hydration.
A water bottle.
Yes.
Glow
yes,
should yes. have a water yes. bottle. Everybody's gonna want one.
Yes.
Yes. Stay tuned.
Yep.
All right. Cool. Now, we've talked about a lot of things that we keep in our pack. We talked about emergency items for our bike, emergency items for us, fluids, personal items. This is a lot of stuff. And, you know, not everybody's Janet who carries a 14 liter pack that's chock full. I actually have a friend, you guys know Sheila.
Yeah.
Sheila's a Glow gal. She rides with us, and I love Sheila's attitude. And actually, Andy, who her husband, has the same attitude,
because
I was a little surprised on Wednesday when I'm like, where's your pack? He's like, I didn't bring one. I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, we'll be fine. I'm like, oh, that's ballsy. But Sheila, and we were, we got lucky, but Sheila always jokes and says, yeah, I don't need a pack. I'm like, you don't? She goes, no, I ride with you. So another strategy is just to, if
ride
you don't want to carry all this stuff yourself,
yeah, ride with me.
If you ride and if you're doing group rides, somebody else has got all this stuff, which is true. So you don't need to go out and like buy all this stuff and show up to a group ride fully loaded.
Right. Like these are things we've acquired over the years.
None of
we
this
used
was
to
overnight.
Talk and say, who's bringing the pump?
Yes,
exactly.
Who has
coordination.
A
if you are going out with something, just know.
I used to say, you bring your tools, so you say, yes, so I leave my huge tool thing back.
Exactly. Yeah. So, not every single one of us has to have every single one of these tools and pieces of equipment on every ride.
I was always like, either Dad, Jeremy,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So we just didn't want anybody to feel like you had to go out and acquire all this stuff all at once and go out with it. But these are kind of fun things. And, you know, when someone's thinking about getting you a stocking stuffer or a Christmas present or a birthday gift or a Valentine's gift, these are all like really good
things to put on your gift list.
And just like looking at your bike, look at your tools, play with your tools, spend
that
time. Me too. I'm so guilty of it.
You need a Glow session on playing with your bike.
Agreed.
Yeah.
100%. Making it on the calendar.
Yep.
Our list of Glow sessions is getting quite big, which is so fun.
It's so exciting.
Yeah. So great. Yeah. All right. So I think we're at the part of the podcast where we want to highlight another ride group.
Absolutely.
So last week we talked about Glow. This week,
Liz and Leah's. Woo-hoo! Another local mountain bike women's riding group. They've been around for so long. Do you know how long they've been around, Anna? Ooh. Oh my gosh.
I want to say at least 5 years. Because
if not more, yeah.
It was like my first group ride.
Yeah, I think
was
like 5 years.
Leah's.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like ride where you show up and like only know one person and there's a dozen of you in the parking lot. It was so scary.
Right.
Yeah.
It was so scary.
Right. But don't be scared. You got to join these ladies.
Yeah.
They
and look what
incredible.
Look what happens.
Yeah.
Like it just makes you love riding even more.
And you
meet your
with.
People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't be intimidated. The thing I love about Liz and Leah's is that it's really, it's a no drop ride. So for those of you maybe new to group rides, no drop. This is funny. Some people think it means like, oh, we're not going to go over big drops. No, that's not what it means. And correct, on Liz and Leah rides, we won't be going over big drops. What it means is we're not dropping any riders. So we are going at the pace of the slowest rider.
Yeah.
So no drop rides are meant to be social and supportive and encouraging to one another. They are not about hammering it out and getting in a huge workout.
Right.
Maybe for some of you that is going to be a huge workout, and that's cool.
That's
It's a great place to build endurance and fitness.
And to learn the trails. A lot of people just like, I don't know those trails systems. So are you leading rides here and here and here?
Right.
They're like, yeah.
Yeah. So the Liz and Leah rides are like beginner, intermediate. They're usually about 90 minutes. You usually go anywhere from, I've been on some that are like 3.5 miles and some maybe up to 6-ish.
Yeah, different.
Yeah, it's really super supportive group. It's all led by volunteers.
Yep.
But
incredible
run
group.
By Liz Burdett, who I think there's some association with Hanover.
Yeah, Hanover Parks
Hanover,
and
New
Rec.
Hampshire Parks and Rec sponsors this ride, which is really cool as well. It's a really diverse group of women. It's different people all the time. It's super fun and supportive. And I would highly encourage anybody in the Upper Valley to come out to them. When are they, Janet?
They're Monday nights.
Yeah.
Starting in May.
Yeah.
Through September.
So for those of you who might want to jump on, the way you find out about this is hopefully you have a Facebook account, because I think it's the only way to actually.
I think Hartford Parks
Hanover,
and Rec. Hanover Parks and Rec website. You can register there too.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Adult
but
programs.
But if you want to like hear about the ladies who are leading it and writing it, and they have a Facebook group page that is great for organizing that too. What's it called?
It's Liz and Leah's Upper Valley Ladies Ride.
Yeah.
So we should also shout out to Leah Gartner, who's amazing.
Founder.
Founder, super fun to ride with. So they started this, we'll have to ask Liz, many years ago.
Yes. The thing about finding the Facebook page, it's an ampersand, not an and.
Oh, it's,
it's hard to find it. It's
the
symbol, the and symbol.
Yeah, Liz, L-I-Z, then ampersand, Leah, L-E-A-H, apostrophe S, upper
what did she call that?
I don't know. That's why I called it the and symbol.
Isn't it an ampersand?
Sure. I trust you.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I think so.
We learn something every episode, don't we, ladies?
That's for sure.
But if you can't find it, they can put something on our globe.
Oh my gosh, reach out to us. We'll get you connected.
Yeah.
So for any of our listeners out there, if you have a women's ride that you would like us to highlight, please let us know. We'd love to give you a shout out and tell everybody about your ride, and we'd love to even join you one day.
Yeah, we want to travel.
Yes, please.
That's right.
Yeah.
We love to go ride new trails, work on our trail scanning skills.
Yep.
All right. I think that about wraps it up for this episode. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a like or a thumbs up. You can listen to us everywhere, and please subscribe to our channel. Please rate and review us to make it easier for other rad mountain bike women to find us. Tell all your riding buddies about us, and please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at GlowMTB. You can also visit our website to check out our show notes and all of the cool gear that we're getting in, and that's glowmtb.org. We'd love to hear from you. Our email is Our email is mtbglow@gmail.com. If we don't see you on the trails, we hope to see you back here in a few weeks.
Kick stands up!
Hootie!